Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kelly Owyler on the show. Kelly is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. And we're celebrating our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and Kelly's been a big part of that all these years. She's the author of Paradoxical Thinking, and she's a great resource for small businesses. I encourage you to check out her website, threeofus.com, is that right?
That's right. Three of you, that's right.
Leave the S off. The number three of you, the letter U, yeah. Three on the front, the letter U on the back, and put a .com on the end, and you'll find her website and all the things that she does. Kelly, thanks again for being here. You were talking to us earlier about knowing how to grow and how to ask the right questions of yourself, because this is a really serious issue for small businesses, because most people want to grow, even if it's a lifestyle business. You know, I think most people need to realize something a friend of mine used to say: you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. You know, you can't really just stay in one place. You have to move a little bit at least. And if you move very much as a small business, that growth has to be supported by an organization, by equipment, by capital equipment, technology, by people, by capital, and you got to know how to answer the questions about each one of those. Is that sector of my business ready for growth? Right.
Yes, and you also have to ask it. You know, we're talking about these sectors, but there's one really important one, which is the sector in your head. And right before we went on break, you know, it was that idea, if you're going to grow, you got to let go. And one of the questions that owners need to ask themselves, am I willing to be an expert? Mm-hmm. If you're going to grow, you got to bring people on board, and you've got to take the time to teach them well.
And delegate.
To become an expert delegator.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You, that's exactly right. You cannot grow if this is something that I've been working on for a long time now, for several years. Kelly is helping, is focusing our work here on helping small business owners become the CEO of their business. They are the CEO of their business, but many of them aren't assuming that role. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know you can't manage your way into growth and do nothing but manage. You have to step out of the management role part of the time and be the CEO, which is the strategist and the visionary, right?
Yes. And I think, again, that's where that willingness to be an expert delegator comes in, because if you can't do that, you're going to be getting in everybody else's way. If you haven't trained them well and you don't let them do their job, you won't be able to do what you need to do to step into that CEO role.
One of the things I've been saying here on the show, Kelly, is that you have to learn how to fire yourself from jobs that you don't have to do anymore, that you brought people on who can take that job and promote yourself to a job that nobody is doing and that nobody else can do but you. What do you think about that?
I think that's great. That's the perfect way to think about it.
And I'll tell you, if you do that, the growth, the organizational growth will start to happen.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the smaller businesses, like micro businesses who are looking to grow, there are quite a few resources that will help a business owner look through their whole business to see what they actually are capable of doing and what they need to think about. There are several classes, you know, that SCORE does.
Oh, yeah.
Successful executives who give free business counseling, and they work at several different levels that, you know, will help you depending on where you are in your business and mm-hmm. where you your growth. And we have something where I live called Advantage West, which is an economic development partnership that works with 23 of our western counties. And when a business comes in, they look at it, help it to get established, and then look at when it's ready for a growth move. How can they help it, because they're trying to grow the business. And that's one of the things that's happened here. We've become the beer capital of the Southeast.
And you're in, tell them where you are.
We're in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The beer capital,
and,
huh?
Yeah,
I'm sure the preachers love that around Asheville.
Well, it's brought in an incredible amount of tourism.
Yeah.
And the boutique breweries and a very large brewery have come in and is going to be employing something like 300 people.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on around that. And so look in your region and see what's there, what can help you to think through things if you aren't, if you don't have the support that you'd like, if you're still, you know, getting over your startup. You're like a one- or two-person business, take advantage of your resources. They're there, and most of them are free.
I also want to remind people that in terms of who you're looking to help you outside your business, make your banker your business's best friend. That's another thing I think is important, Kelly.
Very.
Hey, Kelly, give us that website again one more time, please.
threeofyou.com, numeral three, the word of, and the letter U.
There you go, and a dot com on the end. Hey, Kelly, thanks for 16 great years. Thanks for being here all these years and helping us out, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.